Lift Him Up, November 16. Do not judge. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged, and with the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. I understand how the enemy is working, and I wish to say to every soul, judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. There are times when we have to take a decided stand, but in magnifying the Lord, be sure that you do not condemn and make charges against others. It would cause all the powers of hell to rejoice if our people were to become divided. The way has been preparing for contention and division. Some are in great danger of drifting into infidelity. Now let your study be to save these imperiled souls. I have sorrow, great sorrow of heart, that they do not understand their bearings. There is one thing you can do. You can see that you yourselves are in a condition of repentance. Your hearts need to be converted. The end is near. The time is short. Plead with God, clear the king's highway, and lift up the trailing standard on which is inscribed the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. As you advance step by step, proclaim, here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Moses declared, behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. And the Savior has plainly said, with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. Who can stand before God and plead a faultless character, a blameless life? And how, then, dare any criticize and condemn their brethren? Those who themselves can hope for salvation only through the merits of Christ, who must seek forgiveness by virtue of His blood, are under the strongest obligation to exercise love, pity, and forgiveness toward their fellow sinners. While you condemn others, the Lord condemns you. May the Lord move upon the hearts of the individual members of the church, until His transforming grace shall be revealed in life and character. Then, when you assemble together, it will not be to criticize one another, but to talk of Jesus and His love.